Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The devil is not one who sits on his hands. He is one who is looking to cause trouble. He is one who is trying to devour our lives. Now, that word is an interesting word in the Greek. It means to swallow whole. The devil is ruthless. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about your family. All he wants to do is cause harm to God. And because we are God's most precious possession, that is the reason why he attacks human beings. So he's roaming around trying to find someone that he can hurt, someone that he can influence for the negative. Continue to read, please.
Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth? A blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil."
Now listen to what Satan replies, because here God is showcasing one of his saints, one of his elite, someone who really loves him. And God is so happy to have someone like Job in his life. But listen to the negative words that Satan always provides. Go ahead.
So Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, around all that he has on every side? You bless the work of his hands, and the possessions have increased in the land."
Now, the devil acknowledged this about Job because actually he had checked him out. He acknowledged his inability to touch Job. And he acknowledged God's blessings upon Job's life. In fact, let me read that again. He began by saying, "Does Job fear you for nothing? You've put a hedge all around him and his household and everything he has. You've blessed the work of his hands so that his flocks and his herds are spread out throughout the land." He was basically saying, with that hedge, I can't touch him. You're watching over his life in such a degree that I can do nothing to his life. But the devil had a scheme. And this is what you need to understand. God watches us. God is always providing for us. But there is an unseen enemy who's trying to do his best to bring harm to your life and to your family. And that's why the Bible says we've got to stay alert. We've got to stay prayerful. We've got to continue to ask God for his protection. Because even though you are enjoying the protection and provision of God today, the devil's still scheming. He's still out to get you. So let's go ahead and read verse 11. Go ahead.
"But now stretch your hand out and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face."
See, this was his scheme. He said, well, God, he's serving you because, hey, you've been good to him. But if you will stretch out your hand and strike everything away that he has, he'll curse you to his face. He'll curse you to your face. And with that, God said, well, no, that's not going to happen because I know his heart. So it goes on to say, the Lord said to Satan, very well, then everything he has is in your hands, but do not touch his life. The Bible says that then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Now, when we look at the book of Ephesians, verse chapter 6 and 11, it tells us about this unseen enemy that is against us. First, it tells us to put on the full armor of God, so that we can stand against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not with flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Now, the reason why I keep telling you this is because some of our prayers are not answered because the devil is influencing the answers that we can receive. Some of the things that are happening to us and to our kids are because of the devil's influence in their life. You must recognize that you're not fighting against people. You're not fighting against flesh and blood. You are fighting against a spirit being. And the way you fight against a spirit being is through prayer. And yet prayer is one of the most important things we know we should do, but it's one of the least things that we do. And so because of our lack of prayer, it gives the devil a doorway to come into your life, into your family, into your finances, on your job, and begin to work havoc. And you look at each other and wonder why you don't like each other. You look at your kids and wonder why they've lost their mind. You look at your finances and you want to know why they're dwindling away. It's because without prayer, we lose our protection from God to fight against this unseen enemy who is very real and very evident in everything that we do in life. When you're having a great time, it's because the devil's not allowed to attack you. But when you're going through situations, when all kinds of things are happening that are wounding and hurting you and tearing apart your family, listen, it's time for you to understand you're being attacked by spiritual forces. Come on, look at the neighbor next to you, and I want you to say this. The trouble you're going through is a spiritual problem. Has nothing to do with me. Yeah, see, the trouble we go through is a spiritual problem. Stop blaming other people. Stop saying, oh, it's your fault or it's my fault. Or, no, listen, it's because we don't recognize there's an unseen enemy who's doing his best to destroy our lives. And this morning, I want to expose him. Now, pay attention to Satan's attacks here against Job because he has not changed. Now, this is how serious our lives can be confronted with challenges and problems, especially when we don't pray. Would you read verse 13, 14? In fact, just continue to read, and I'll tell you when to stop. Go ahead.
Now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the oldest brother's house. And a messenger came to Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them. And when the Sabans raided them and took them away, indeed they had killed the servants with the edge of the sword. And I alone have escaped to tell you.
So the first thing we see is Satan steals. When the devil attacks your life and attacks your family, he's coming to steal from you. Don't think it's your wife taking all the money out of the account. Don't think it's because your money is evaporating. Yes, the market does get bad and it gets better. But the fact of the matter is, folks, Satan comes to steal from you. And that's something you need to be aware of. We see that in the life of Job. Go ahead.
While he was still speaking, another also came and said, the fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I alone have escaped to tell you.
Satan destroys. Listen, Satan doesn't just come to harm, to bring harm. He comes to destroy. He's not happy with you. He's not happy with your home. He's not happy with the blessings that God has given you. That's why you can't afford to give him one doorway into your life. Men, you need to stay off the internet watching pornography. You will let the devil into your house. You know, sometimes it's something that nobody knows about it, but God knows about it. And after a while, you'll find out that things are beginning to slip in your life and in your family. You'll find out that you have opened the door for the enemy to come into your life and to attack you. And remember, he only comes in to destroy. He comes in to steal. He comes in to destroy. Continue to read verse 17, please.
While he was still speaking, another also came and said, the Chaldeans formed their bands and raided the camel and took them away, yes, and killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you.
Keep going.
When he was still speaking, another also came. Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the oldest brother's house, And suddenly a great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they are dead, and I alone have escaped to tell you.
Satan steals, he destroys, and he kills. Satan is not a nice guy. And we see through this story of Job how he attacks us in our lives. He steals, he kills, and he destroys. Some of you may be going through situations in your life right now where the devil has stolen from you, where the devil has affected your family in some dire way. It's time for you to take back your life. It's time for you to take back your health. It's time for you to take back your husband, take back your wife, take back your family and your kids against the enemy. And that will happen as you keep putting your trust in God and begin to pray. You know, Jesus said, I give you power over all of the works of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. How do we have that power? We have that power by the power in Jesus' name. When you pray, you need to pray to God, but you need to rebuke the devil. When you see things going wrong in your family, it's time not for you to call up your sister or your friend or your brother. No, it's time for you to call on the Lord. And then it's time for you to speak right to the enemy. Oh, you may not see him, but you see the problems he's causing. And you say, in the name of Jesus Christ and by the authority in his name, Satan, stop it. Stop coming against my marriage. Stop coming against my children. Stop coming against my finances. Listen, folks, when you do that, he will listen because of the power that is resonant in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Starting this Sunday, Pastor Steve will lead us through a powerful new series from the book of Revelation. It's a message for the moment, and it starts this Sunday. Here's Pastor Steve.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and beginning May 4th at our Sunday morning service at 10 a.m., I will begin teaching a series on the book of Revelation. I believe we're living in the season for which this book was written. Bible prophecy and current events actually confirm this truth. You see, Jesus Christ will soon return. And the book of Revelation says in Revelation 1:7, behold, he is coming with the clouds of heaven, and everyone will see him, even those who pierced him, and all of the nations of the world will mourn because of him. Now, if you believe the Bible, you must also believe that Jesus Christ will return as it says. The book of Revelation details the events leading up to the return of Jesus Christ and after. This book begins with a promise of blessing, and it's to all those who read, hear, and keep the words of this prophecy. You know, there have been many people who have been afraid to study this book, but it isn't about fear, my friend. It's about faith, understanding, and being ready to meet the Lord when he returns.
Join us starting May 4th for Revelation, the Unveiling, a series that opens our eyes to God's plan and prepares our hearts for what's to come. Don't miss these powerful Sunday services. The church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, even though Job went through all of these things, and let's just be honest, even as we go through these things, we are going to have a response. And sometimes the response may be the wrong response. In fact, often people say, why did God allow this to happen to me? Look what God did. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say to me, and I've heard also in other places, God allowed this to happen. Why did God do this to me? God didn't do it. There's an enemy who's trying to destroy each and every one of us. God had nothing to do with it. And that's what we need to begin to realize in our lives, that these things are true. But I want you to look at Job's response. What happened to him? He lost all of his cattle. He lost all of his herds. He lost his wealth. The Bible tells us that he even lost his children. This all happened in a day. What do you do when everything you love and you possess is gone in a day? How do you respond? Let's see how Job responded in verse 20.
Then Job arose, took off his robe, shaved his head, and fell to the ground and worshiped. And he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord."
Keep reading.
"In all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong."
Wow. How many of us can say that if something like that happened to us in one day, that we would not blame God? Job acknowledged God as a source of blessing and protection, but he didn't blame God. Often when tragedy hits us or others, sickness, financial loss, sudden loss of a loved one, people say, "Why did God allow this to happen? Why did God cause this to happen?" And you know, there have been people who really believed in God until something like this happened. And then they just totally walk away from God. Yet Job realized something that we must always realize. God is never the source of your trouble. God is the source of blessing. The devil is always the source of your trouble. Regardless of what's going on in your life, the devil is the source of your trouble. And sometimes he'll even send you comforters. In Job's case, the Bible says that his friends came to speak to him. And Job said, "You're a miserable bunch of comforters." That's in the Bible. You know what? You've got to watch the people you share your troubles and your woes with. No, some people are happy when you're not happy. Some people will give you the worst advice you can have. I'm not sure if my husband is stepping out on me. Leave him. Oh, just leave. Don't even find out. Leave him. That's what I did with my second husband, Charlie. I just left him. And then my third husband, I did the same thing. And my fourth, I'm telling you, you just need to leave. You don't need to listen and find out what's going on. Young people, your friends are the worst ones to get advice from. They've just been born for about a minute like you. What can they possibly tell you that you don't already know? And just because you all agree, it doesn't mean it's going to make it right. You can all agree to jump off the cliff. Guess what? That's just dumb. It has nothing to do with agreeing together. It has nothing to do with being democratic. No, dumb, that D, not democratic. See, there are certain people that you just should not go to and try to get advice, especially when you're going through difficult situations. Young people, don't go to your friends and ask them about sex. Go to your mother and father and ask them about sex. Go to your preacher. Go to your pastor. Ask him and his wife about sex. Don't ask young people because they hardly know anything about it anyway except for the magazines they've read or what they've heard. See, it's important for us to go to the right source when things are happening in our lives. Don't even trust your best friends sometimes. And let's just be honest about some of our friends. Some of our friends really need help. They need help themselves, so why are you going to ask them for help? They really can't help you. Can I just be blunt like this today? It's too late. I'm doing it anyway. God only has good things for you in your life. There is a real devil. There is a real enemy who is trying to affect your life in a negative way. So you pray. You pray. You may not like to pray. It may not be your habit to pray with your wife. But the Bible says when two agree touching anything, they ask God will give it to them. One of your best prayer partners is your wife or your husband. That's why you have to get along. Because it's difficult to pray together if you don't get along. Wow. Not even amen. Just quiet. I must be talking to the right crowd this morning. God wants to restore and bless our homes. God wants to restore and bless your business. God wants to restore and bless your family and your children. But know this, if tragedy has come, and if you're all going in different directions, if there's really not that togetherness that you really don't want, and often we don't even talk about it. We just kind of go in different directions. We don't really sit down and talk about it. But this is the thing that's happening. I want to tell you that it's because the devil is influencing your home. And you've got to take it back. You've got to take it back. Well, you say, well, I don't want my husband anymore. Listen, it was just the devil influencing him. You've got to take him back. You say, well, my wife, she can just go and do what she wants to do. No. It was the devil influencing her. Go get her back. God will do something. Well, I'm just glad those kids are not at home. I'm just so glad. You know you're not glad. You're hurting inwardly. Pray them back. Ask them to come back. Rebuke the devil and the circumstances in your life. Listen, all of us will go through temptations and trials in life. This was a trial for Job. But we see that as he continued to keep his trust and his faith in God, it turned around. And God is able to turn around your situation today if you'll just simply keep trusting him. In fact, we see that Job's comforters were actually scolded by God. In fact, God sent his comforters, the ones who spoke against him, and said, go back and ask that righteous man to pray for you, and maybe I will forgive you. And the Bible tells us, and why don't we go quickly to Job 42. We're going to end with this in verse 10. Job chapter 42 and verse 10. In fact, let's go ahead and read right through verse 13. I'm going to read that myself. I like this so much. It says, after Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord made him more prosperous than he was before. He gave him twice as much as he had. Your marriage can be twice as good as it was in its first day. All his brothers and his sisters and everyone that he had known before came and ate at his house. They comforted and consoled him over all the trouble that the Lord brought him from. And each of them gave him a piece of silver and a gold ring. And the Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the first. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 donkeys. And he also had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and his daughters were considered the most beautiful women of the land. Whatever you're going through right now in your life, I've got good news for you. The end of a thing is always better than the beginning. It's not over yet. Trust God to bring a change in your circumstances, and you will see that the blessings of God will open up over your life once again. Don't yield to the devil. Yield to God. Resist the devil in your life, in your home, in your finances, with your kids. Tell him, no, you can't touch my family. In Jesus' name. The Bible says if we do that, the devil himself will flee and run away from us. I want to encourage you today that it's not over yet. I don't care how it looks in your life. Listen, it's not over yet. The beginning of a thing is not the best. It's the end of a thing. The end is always better than the beginning.
Thank you for joining us again today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the Media tab and click on Audio Messages. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is part 2 of It's Not Over Yet. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We are praying for divine safety, protection, and provision. Your word says, keep me as the apple of your eye. hide me under the shadow of your wings. In the shadow of your wings will I trust. We love you and we bless you and we thank you, Lord, that you watch over us, that all is well. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.